Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Well, good morning and good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Writers Nation Radio Show, where I'm your host, Kaneen Morgan, and I also have my co-host here with us, Shalandra Norman. Hi, Shalandra.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, Kaneen?
You know, I am so, so wonderful and fabulous. I'm enjoying the beautiful weather. I'm enjoying the springtime that's approaching. I'm enjoying the wonderful projects that's coming forth, and also I'm just enjoying hearing the wonderful guests that we had last week and also who we have coming this week. And it's so interesting is because I really feel that each guest just adds so much information that some of us need to hear. And everyone who's on the call, I want to say stay tuned because it's something here for you, whether it's writing or whether it's some information you need to hear is going to be something that you can receive and take away from this radio show. So we just want to encourage you to stay listening. And if you have any questions, you can press, I believe it's 1, and you'll just come in and ask the question. Shalandra?
Yes, I am too, Kaneen. I'm so excited. And hello and welcome, Writers Nation. I'm so glad you guys are tuned in today. I'm so glad that we are tuned in today. I'm so glad that we have this, you know, opportunity to just really, really share some good wisdom, some good tips and advice on, you know, writing. And, you know, a lot of us, Kaneen, we don't understand. At least for me, I know I didn't understand at one point how essential writing is, you know, to your life.
Yeah.
And just everything that can come out of it. And like you said, I am too. I'm so excited about the guests that we have today. So excited to talk to our first guest this morning. Just the information that he brings and just all around, you know, Kaneen, when we were looking at, you know, his information, his website and blog and everything, and just you guys are really in for a treat. And when I said last week about, you know, tune in, we have something to share, that is so true. We really do have some great wisdom to share. And, you know, listeners that are tuned in, you're not only going to just get help by, you know, writing skills or finding someone to help you write, you know, this great book that you have an idea about, but also just helping you with your life, helping you in your life. And so that just makes it all the more exciting. And, you know, I think I was sharing with you, Kaneen, the other day that I was feeling a certain way. And, you know, just, you know, when you have those moments where you're feeling a certain way.
I was reading
information about our guest and how I felt so much better. I felt so much, as you know, with this transformative nutrition and just reading some of his information, I felt so much better. And, you know, I feel like when someone can read your writing, can read about you, can read, you know, what you're doing, can read your book, and they feel better or they do better, they live better, you are walking in your purpose. You are doing
Absolutely.
What you set here on this earth to do. So, you know, it's an exciting thing. This is an exciting journey. And like Kaneen said, you know, feel free to join in if you have questions. You have a comment, 347-989-1363. Press the number 1. We would love to hear from you. Certainly visit our website, writersnationradio.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, we would love to have you so that you're able to share your information as well and your story as well. We're coming up with our Facebook pretty soon, so just hold on tight. We're going to have the Writers Nation Facebook. You guys can comment and just share whatever you want to share, pictures, testimonies, complaints. We take those too, and hopefully we can help you, you know, with those complaints or whatever it is, you know, that you would like to share at that moment. So just really stay tuned with us. And Kaneen, do you have anything that you would like to share that's enlightening today?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I just wanted to say this. I heard my mentor say this last night, and he said there should always be enough conversation around something so there can be transformation. And I just want to say that this is going to be part of what our guests will be sharing as well in terms of transformation. But I just want to say this. He says writing means sharing. It's part of the human condition to want to share things, to share thoughts and ideas. And I want to say this as well. Jen Ron said something very powerful. And he said, we just can't speak to know, but we have to feel it. We have to go through it. And then we have to offer it and share it with others. And then he also mentioned that to give something, to give it and to share it. And then also when you give it and share, you become more effective because that's when when you're creating a conversation around it, then it's going to transform your life, is going to bring something to your life, and guess what? And not only does it bring something to your life, but also it adds to someone else's life. So I always want to encourage someone and also say whatever it is that we experience in life, and that's what our next two guests are going to be speaking about, whatever it is that we experience in life, we go through it because we can share it with someone else who may need our assistance. And whatever that life purpose may be or whatever that message may be or whatever that mess may be, because it always becomes a message. So we want to encourage you to keep writing, keep going, keep pushing, and just keep moving forward, because it's something that you're here for a purpose. You're here for to inspire someone, and that's what we want to do. We want to inspire you not only through writing, but we want to inspire you through sharing your information, sharing whatever it is that you can bring to another to bring transformation. So I thank you all again for listening, because it's really going to inspire you, but also it's going to promote you to take action so you can come on this show as well and share your testimonies, like Shalonda said, share your ideas, share whatever it is that you will like, because you know what, the show, you don't have to be an author, you don't have to you know, be someone who constantly blogs or, you know, just if you have a message and you're looking to write somewhere along the line, you have a message, we want to hear that, we want you to share that with the world. Shalonda?
Yes, you're so right, and I also wanted to highlight my quote that I put on my my Happy Wealth Facebook, and it says, writing is a way of process in our lives, and it can be a way of healing. And, you know, even, Kaneem, reading some of the articles like Psychology Today, you know, it talks about one of the writers on that writes articles for psychology talked about how writing really helped them overcome a lot of stress and really overcome some things that they were dealing with, you know, in their lives. And so, you know, this show just really, really just, it comes to life to me even more, and it helps me to understand our purpose of, you know, just being able to provide this platform. And that's what we want to get out to our listeners. Just, we want you to understand how it's, you know, it's important. You don't have to be, you know, this great writer. You don't have, you know, if you just journal, if you just write in your diary, or if you're connected with a writer and you want to express your thoughts and feelings to that individual to put it out on paper, it's all up to you, totally up to you. It's whatever. Or if you just want to tune in and listen and just hear something that will just spark, you know, the fire that's in you, just spark it, and so that you can go forth, you know, in whatever your purpose is, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, and that's what we're about. At the end of the day, it's just helping one another figure out your purpose. And a lot of times, you know, we can figure it out through putting some words on the paper, you know, to listening to someone else. You know, that's encouraging and that's inspiring. You know, we inspire one another. And, you know, and if you feel like you don't inspire, you know, someone, inspire yourself. You know, encourage yourself, because it's a good thing. You know, a lot of times we get in our own way. I was also reading an article, Kaneem, and they were talking about the secret fear that we have no knowledge of. And I'm like, or that we feel like we have no knowledge of. Well, that secret fear was ourselves.
Yes,
I am afraid
absolutely.
Of me. I am afraid of, you know, what's really in me, what I can really do. So, you know, remove you out of your way and sit back and receive everything that we have for you, because we have a great show today. We have some great guests. They're going to really, really inspire, uplift, and really tune into the information that they have, you know, to offer. And, you know, if you can, definitely go out and get it. And we're going to, you know, stop right now. We're going to go to a commercial break. You guys just hold on, because the guest that is coming back, he is going to bless your soul. So we'll go to break right now. Just stay tuned. We'll be back in 10. Thank you.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
If you know someone who wants the Legal A-Team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Writers Nation, welcome back, Writers Nation. We are so excited to have you today, and get ready, because our guest that we have here today, he is awesome. Just from his information, he is going to provide you with some really, really good, inspiring, and uplifting information. And I will say this, one thing about this guest is that you know, he's going to really offer some really good information, but really tune in, because the topic that he's going to talk about, you know, we really, really, I know, especially in today's society, we're really so focused on, you know, ourselves and just our health and our diet, and just he's really going to dig deep into our transformation, just us being a better self, just being a better being. So definitely stay tuned and just listen in carefully and just take heed, and definitely go out and get his new book that he's going to share with us and talk about a little bit, and just understand, you know, the wisdom that he has for us. And right now, we do not want to hold out any longer. Michael Tamez, you are on the air, and how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for taking out the time to, you know, just want to be on our show. We're so glad to have you. And, you know, we're excited about your new book, and we really want you to share a little bit about
Welcome,
your book.
Welcome, Michael.
Enlighten us.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. My book is based on my 13-year journey in health transformation. Basically, I was morbidly obese. I had severe sleep apnea, gum disease, high blood pressure, and I was a smoker. So all those things put together made for a very unhealthy situation and forced me to have major breakthroughs with my life in every area, every single area of my life, not only with physical health, because I, through researching and exercise and educating myself, I lost 105 pounds, and I also reversed my sleep apnea and cured my gum disease by going to a holistic dentist. And I also lowered my blood pressure by doing all this transformational work. Yeah. Those are all the physical transformations I had. But underneath all that, I even had deeper transformations in my mental, emotional, and spiritual life as well. Because all of the stuff that I dealt with, which made me, which put me in that physical situation, were actually deep rooted in those issues. So I had to get to the cause of them. And once I did that, then I was able to fully experience my life at its, you know, at its highest potential.
Right. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Now, okay, well, when you wanted to share your story as far as when you began to write it, write your story, and we want to know, did you write it, or did you get help like a network or a team or a ghostwriter to help write your story, or did you sit down and just begin to write your story?
Now, that's a good question, actually, because every single word in my book is based on my passion and everything that I learned and everything that I went through in the 13 years of experience that I all the stuff that I uncovered, everything. I like to say that my book that I wrote, Transformative Nutrition, combines the two things that I'm the most passionate about, my life, and that's writing and healthy, holistic living. So being on the show is a perfect opportunity to inspire people not only to live a healthy life, but also to write. Because as Shalonda was saying, journaling, writing, in any shape or form, any kind of writing you could ever do is incredibly healing. And I will tell you, I will attest to it personally, that it is one of the most powerful things that I did to heal a lot of my life through what I went through. In all of my transformation, healing, it's incredibly healing to write. And you don't have to publish it. You don't even have to share it with anyone. You can choose to share it if you want to, but just getting that out of your mind and out of your space creates a new space for creating amazing things in your life. You know, when we have all these thoughts, they tend to cloud up, you know, they tend to cloud and block what our potential is in life. And when we get that stuff out of the way, then you know, a space for creating anything you want can open up. And writing is one of the amazing, powerful ways to make that happen.
That's so true. One thing I wanted to know, I see that you're a holistic coach and, of course, published author. One thing I wanted to know now, did you become a holistic health coach once your transformation came about, or was it before, or when did that happen? When did you become a health coach?
It was mainly at the end. I mean, I had lost all the weight, and I was educating myself through reading books and reading articles, listening to podcasts like this about health and nutrition. I became a sponge for anything and everything I could possibly get my hands and brain on. And then I decided, okay, well, I have this, and I apologize for they're doing landscaping. They chose to start it like 10 minutes before the show, and I apologize for
no
that.
No problem.
But anyways, I figured, okay, I have this incredible knowledge and wisdom that I want to share and impart with the world. And I want to have some kind of certification just saying that I have just that to back me up with it, because some people like to know that either have a degree, a certification, or, you're registered somehow, some way. But in my opinion, I mean, life experience, and in my case, 13 years of it, is just as powerful as having a degree or having, you know, a certification. But I just wanted that piece of paper just to say, hey, look, I'm certified. And I also have this 15 years of experience of researching and learning and growing and evolving. So it was just an add-on to be able to market myself as a health coach and not just say I'm a health coach only because I've been through it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. I'm definitely going to turn it over to my co-host because she's very excited. But I just have one last question. When you do coach your clients, or when you coach others, do you include the writing? Do you tell them how important, how helpful writing is?
Oh, absolutely. Not only do I include it, it's actually part of the whole approach that I take with my clients, and that's the whole how we're all interconnected in every part of your life, whether it's your career, your spirituality, your education, your relationships, your social interactions. All these areas are interconnected, and writing is actually part of the creativity area in life. And getting in touch with your creative potential is actually incredibly healing and can create balance in your health. And I've experienced it firsthand, and I see it with the clients that I coach. And when they get more in tune with their creative side, then they're more open to healing coming into their body and in their life. And it's incredibly powerful. So, yes, I do incorporate that.
Wow. Well, I have tons of questions, but my co-host, she always tells me I talk too much. So I'm just going to turn it over to my co-host, Kaneen. She's excited to talk to you, Michael. Go ahead, Kaneen.
So hello, Michael. How are you? And welcome to the show.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
By the way, I said, if Shalonda say one more thing. But because, you know what, Michael, I am so excited because I've done my research, and before this call I was speaking with Shalonda, and I said, Shalonda, I am so excited to be connected with this guy. And Michael, you and I are going to have a relationship. I just have to say that because there's so many questions that I have for you. I know certainly I can't ask it all on the line, but it's so amazing what you're doing, and I'm going to be your huge supporter and promoter. And I want to say this. I went a little bit into your book, and I was also all over your website. I love your website, by the way, and you'll be able to
Thank
get
you.
All that information towards the end of the call. But I just want to say this. You have something interesting on your website, and it says pizza, beer, and yoga, creating harmony in a world out of balance. That is so wonderful. And I know we're hearing a lot of noise. Is that your line, Michael?
I was saying earlier to Shalonda that I apologize. The landscapers decided to start working like 10 minutes before the call, conveniently.
Okay.
So I apologize. Okay. I can't do anything about it. I live in an apartment.
No problem. We can work around it. So I want to say something in that. You said someone who is authentically happy with their life is going to eat much differently than someone who is miserable or hates themselves. All aspects of career, relationship, physical activity, community, spirituality, and even thinking patterns have a profound effect on what we eat, how we eat, and why we eat the way we eat. And I just want to say that that was so amazing because sometimes we can eat and not even realizing that why we eating the way we are or why we feeling the way we are is all emotional. And this is so tied into writing because I definitely feel that writers have to have a healthy balance. And also because for them to create and not feel lethargic and tired, because that's how I was feeling often when I started to write. It's like every time I start to feel all these feelings. Then I want to eat or I want to go to sleep. But I realized it was more of emotional as well as some things that was going on in my body. So I want to say this, too. In your book, and you have something amazing, you spoke a little bit about your dad in your book. I just want to ask, was your dad, was he the inspiration behind you becoming healthy? Was he the inspiration behind you writing this book?
My dad was a huge inspiration to me writing my book because I learned a lot from him. He actually had ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, and it is one of the most horrible diseases that anyone could ever get. Mm-hmm. And I watched him pretty much deteriorate over the course of many years. And when he, right before he passed away, he was sharing some incredible knowledge and wisdom with me that I think only someone that is passing away or about to, you know, pass away can understand and know. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, telling me like some of the secrets of life and secrets of our body and secrets of, you know, what goes on and everything. And a lot of the things he told me were very profound, and he even said that he wanted me to share the transformation that I had and everything that I learned, you know, supporting him going through his disease. And then when, you know, he said before he passed away, he wanted me to share it with the world, you know, in some way, shape, or form. So I said, okay, well, that's definitely going to be, you know, a big inspiration for me to write this book. So that's when I started writing it. I started writing it maybe a few months after he passed away. And so the book is infused with all of everything I have behind it. I mean, all my heart went into it. Everything that I learned, I share it, and I share it with no reserve because I want people to be, when they're done reading my book, I want them to be able to take from it everything that I've put into it. And that is an incredible amount of blood, sweat, tears, trial and error, ups and downs, sadness, crying, anger, happiness, every emotion you can think of, everything that you can experience, you know, with having to deal with adversities in life, everything is in there. And everything that you need to know to get through the hardest times of your life are in that book. The way that they're presented in the book is in a way that it asks you questions to have you really think through what is going on in your life now and in the past, and how you hold on to stuff from the past in the present, which is keeping you from reaching your goals, whether it may be perhaps writing a book or getting a promotion at work or manifesting a relationship. It doesn't matter what you want to create.
That's good.
My book, Transformative Nutrition, is designed to get into that area of your life and make it work when it's not working.
You know, that's so great, Michael, because I realize health and well-being, it just trickles into every area of your life, and you have to have good health when it comes to anything that you're going to pursue in your life, and it's just like the ultimate goal to being happy. So I want to say this as well. I know we're coming down on time. I would love to speak more with you. I want to say this, though. You mentioned something when you filled out the information for the Writers Nation, and you said something about get over it already, writing to heal the past, and that is so profound, because I always share with my clients that writing it just because once you start writing, Shalon and I had this conversation, once you start writing, you release. And then also you said nurturing your creativity. Why is creativity so important? And then how to discover yourself, your self-expressed potential, and how to enhance it. So I want to encourage everyone to reach out to Michael. And, Michael, I'm going to just ask you right now to give all your information. Shalana didn't give me enough time because she likes to speak a lot. And I really have a lot to ask and say. But, Michael, I want to give you the chance to share with your audience what it is that you do, your website, how they can get in contact with you, because this, what you're doing, is so great. And I also want to say this, because a lot of people experience this in life. I also read in your book how you had a chapter when you spoke about the loser, and you know, where some people may feel like they are losers, or either that they're losing in life, and a lot of that has to do with what you're feeling internally, which goes in lines with your health. So
definitely.
I definitely want others to hear all about this and know how to connect with you. So if you want to go ahead and give that information, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely, Kanine. As you were saying in the introduction, how your mess can be your message. And that is exactly what my book is about. It's about all the stuff that I went through with being morbidly obese and having all those health problems and losing my dad. And I also lost four other relatives in a short period of time after that as well. So I had to really dig deep within and figure out how to process all of that, not only that grief, but all that physical stuff that I dealt with being overweight and having all that going on. And I really, my message and my mission is to empower people to experience the highest version of themselves in every area of their life, not just their health, every single area, because of the intimate interconnectedness of every area. And as you were saying, you know, one area can be imbalanced and it's going to affect all the other areas of your life.
Yeah.
So, you know, being in, like, say, for example, being in a dysfunctional relationship with someone is going to eventually cause dysfunctional relationship to food, or to your spiritual practice, or to your job, to your career, or other areas of your life. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
And it really is. It really resonates and hits home with a lot of people. And I'm sure listeners can identify with what I'm saying. And that's why my book is extremely powerful in getting to the root cause of these imbalances.
Mm-hmm.
And working through them, so that way you can transform them and move on and create something that's powerful and help you reach your goals, whatever they may be, whether it's weight loss, whether it's writing a book, whether it's manifesting a job, a relationship. These things are all possible with just,
absolutely,
you know, that openness and that, you know, that willing to commit to having something amazing for yourself happen.
Okay.
And my book is available at my website. And that's transformative-nutrition.com. You can get it there. You can sign up for my newsletter. I have amazing stuff in my newsletter, articles, recipes, inspirational quotes, free giveaway stuff. So a lot of good stuff there. It's transformative-nutrition.com.
Okay. And by the way, Michael, my producer just informed us that we do have a little bit more time. And if you'd like, if you have an additional 20 and 30 minutes, we would love to have you back for the second part of the show. Do you have that time?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I tried to condense as much as I could, and there's like I could talk forever.
I think we all can. So I'm going to bring it back to Shalonda, but also I want to invite the guests. If you have any questions for Michael, especially pertaining to weight loss or pertaining to writing or any question you may have concerning your well-being, this is a great opportunity to go ahead and ask Michael. So you can call 347-989-1363 and you press 1 where you can go ahead and ask a question. I know we're going to be going to break shortly, but I'm just going to hand it over to Shalonda. I'm pretty sure she has something else to add and say. And then we will go to break, Shalonda.
Well, you know what, Michael? I'm going to allow us to go to break. But, yes, I do have, you know, of course, more questions for you. And hopefully, you know, listeners, if they can, definitely call in. If you have any questions for Michael, certainly press the number 1. And, you know, feel free to ask your question. If you have a comment, feel free to comment. If you have a testimony that's similar, feel free to give us that testimony because, you know, Michael, you really made some great points, and I'm looking on here now. I'm talking to you, interviewing you, but I'm trying to get your book as well. But I just wanted to say, you know, you caused me. It's, you know, when you're not just when you're dealing with your health, you're not just, you know, looking good. And I know society is certainly caught up in looking good, you know, on the outside, but you're just, you know, you can be all messed up in the inside. But I like your message because not only looking good on the outside, but feeling good. And that's what's important because, you know, you can be, like you mentioned, somebody's in a bad relationship. You can be going through that, you know, terrible relationship at home. And then when you're at work, you know, you put on this face, or if you're out with your friends, you put on this face.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're just all messed up. And what you're doing, you're gradually, you know, dying. You're gradually, you know, just dying.
Hello?
Hello?
Michael?
Hello? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I thought did we have a bad connection?
No.
I think for a moment it went
a break
out.
As well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah. Okay. I know we're having bad weather here in Dallas, so I'm not sure, Michael, where you're at. You're having bad weather, but probably just technical difficulties. But what we can do now is just go to a break. And then, Michael, we certainly want to have you back. So if you can just hold on for a brief moment, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, Writers Nation. Welcome back to our special guest, Michael. We are back, and we are excited because we're sharing some great information pertaining to Michael's, our guest, book, Transformative Nutrition, some really, really valuable information about, you know, being healthy and just living a great life, just living a balanced, healthy, fulfilled life. That's very important in today's time to live, you know, not just to be alive and walking and just doing your daily routine, but also just enjoying life. I know when you're healthy, you can enjoy your life. You can really have a true, authentic smile. You can have true, authentic conversations with other people, and you're able to help someone. It's kind of hard when you're not healthy and when you're really dealing with some things on the inside. You know, it's rough, and it's hard to really get information out there, get your point across, or have just a decent relationship, you know, with someone, to have a decent friendship with someone. It's kind of hard. And, you know, even now, Michael, I would say that, you know, we're encountering a lot of mental disorders in today's time, a lot of people that are dealing with a lot of mental disabilities. And I would definitely say that a lot of it you can attribute to just the way you're eating, the lifestyle, the things that was put inside of you. You know, you're eating and just a lot of toxics that that was put inside of you, or that, you know, that maybe because you're not, you know, taking care of yourself to the fullest, you know, it's really causing that imbalance in your you know, with your brain cells, and it's really causing a lot of disorders to come forth. Would you agree with that, Michael, or what would you have to say about a lot of the mental disorders today?
I would agree. I mean, we do see a very high instance of mental disorders. And the problem with our medical approach is that we tend to over-medicate them.
Yes.
And, you know, having people on medication for the rest of their life is not a sustainable solution. And that is exactly my message. One of the messages in my book is to, instead of accepting that as the ultimate solution from your doctor, why not question them and say, what other options do I have? You know, I want to heal this. I don't want to cover it up with medication.
Exactly.
You know, doctors don't have this in-depth training of the, you know, of every other area. They understand, you know, the anatomy and the processes of the body and how our organs work and our systems and everything. But when it comes to how our thoughts and emotions affect our physical health, they don't understand this concept. And that's why what I do with my health coaching is I actually have conversations with people. And that's what's missing in our healthcare system, is doctors are not having conversations with their patients. They're more like customers that are coming in for their next prescription. And that's the only thing that's missing, is a powerful conversation with their doctor or with someone that's going to listen to them and understand and relate to them and say, here, this is what I recommend doing to alleviate your depression or to alleviate your, you know, whatever's going on with your body or with your mind. And a lot of the time, what I see when I work with my clients is that just having people process their emotions really causes healing to happen. And it's really powerful when you look at it that way, because I think that for myself in particular, you know, in my experience, I held on to a lot of resentment and anger and frustration and guilt from a dysfunctional relationship I had many, many years ago. And that actually caused me to put on all the weight that I gained in the first place. And it wasn't until years and years and years and years of personal growth and self-development work to actually realize that, uncover it, and transform it. It's very, very, very powerful stuff when you actually look at it from that point of view. It's basically what happened was I was stuffing my face, not because I was hungry, but because I was sad and angry. And that escalated to the point where I was habitually doing it, and comfort food became a drug to numb my emotions. And that's exactly what we have going on in our society today, is people turning to their comfort foods, whether it be alcohol or sugar or cigarettes or chips and chips or pizza or fast food, whatever it may be. It's fine to indulge in that once in a while, but when you let it be an everyday thing, or you just keep indulging it, then it becomes a drug to numb your emotions, is basically what it is. And just understanding that to begin with is very powerful. Then you could actually take the steps to get to the underlying cause of it. And that's what my book, Transformative Nutrition, is designed to do.
Yes, yes. And I know that you mentioned in your book also being present, live in the moment. And, that is so, important, especially with all of the technology and stuff. I think we're never present. We're always, so even when we're out just to dinner, breakfast, anything, we can be at home, especially at home. And we're like, if you just sit around and look at the family, somebody's on some type of technology, not living, and on the phone, and all of this radiation, everything, of course we need it today. We live by a phone. We do everything by the phone, appointments by the phone, everything by the phone or by
I definitely agree. I mean, I think technology is amazing at what it's done for our ability to connect not only with people and businesses and everything, and even people across the world. I mean, you're in Texas, I'm in Florida, and we're able to connect just like that, and it's amazing.
Right.
But
it
gets to the point where, you go to like a restaurant, or you see someone, the modern family now, and it's like everybody has their head down in a question mark shape, and they're all looking at their phone, and they're all going through the phone, looking through their text or looking through their feed, and it's like, okay, this is great that the technology is connecting us to other people around the world instantly, but it's disconnecting us from the people that we're closest to at the same time. And it's like, we need to step back and get to that state of presence and reconnect with the people that are closest to us, because our smartphones are dumbing our close relationships down.
Exactly. And I wanted to mention that because it just really supports your subtitle, living a healthy and balanced life, just, being balanced in everything. It's like it's a balance. It's great and it's good when it's needed. Also, make sure that your life is balanced and, bringing the writing right back in there. Take out some time to have a moment with yourself to write some things about, yourself, because we all have a story. We all have things that we can share with one another that can inspire and that can uplift, help, one another. But, take that moment to, sometimes we just, like I said earlier, we just need to help ourselves. We just need to, encourage our own selves. And sometimes, again, we can get in our own way. Well, we'll just bring in that, look at what you created, and you're going to help millions of people if you haven't already. Just being a coach, a health coach, is so important, because coaches, they hold you accountable and they assist you in identifying that issue that you already know you have. It's just the fact of just being able to admit that I am my problem. Like you say, when you're not living a balanced life, you go to all this the fast food and just eat just crazy, or don't eat at all, that's just bad, not eating
bad,
at all. And just, just living a wasteful life, just wasting your time, you're wasting your energy, and all of this is valuable. Your time is valuable. Your energy is valuable. And with you sitting down and writing about some of the things that you're having a difficult time dealing with, that is valuable. That's helpful, because it's going out on that paper. You're releasing all of that out of you. It's going out on that paper. And like you say, when all of that stuff is out of you, like you mentioned, Michael, you can't begin to breathe. You can begin to move around even better. Everything that you've written about, it will come forth in their life. They will see, okay, he's right. I do feel better.
Definitely.
I am living a balanced life. You can think better. You can make better decisions, which is extremely important, with dealing with the, life decisions. That's important. So I'm going to turn it back over to Kaneen, because I know she was like, okay, I have a question. Go ahead, Kaneen.
Oh, this is funny. Okay. I love
Rhonda.
Well, I'm sure you were.
So, Michael, and I have a question for you, and one thing you mentioned earlier. You said something earlier, and it really stuck with me because one of the things I used to do was stuff everything. And in other words, like I would just hold everything inside where it would eventually, it would eventually start affecting my emotions as well as my weight.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that I was eating bad or I probably wasn't eating that healthy either, but I realized I was just stuffing so much, and the way for me to release was through writing, and that helped a lot. However, I realized through the conversation, this is what you mentioned earlier, where sometimes we become effective as well through conversation. And I just wanted to ask, because you said something in your book, and this is going to really, I believe, help so many people. You spoke about change, and you also spoke about transformation, where we change something is just temporary. When we transform it, it begins to stick. So in order to transform your health, you transform your emotions where you're not stuffing everything and you're not going back to the old lifestyle or, the way of being before, but you actually transform. So how did you transform your life to make it stick, and how, what would you do to give that information to also help others?
Well, what I did was I shifted my awareness and my focus from change to transform. And the reason I say that's very powerful is because we have all this obsession these days with changing your diet and changing your eating habits and changing your lifestyle. And, we change comes and goes. It's not permanent, and it's not sustainable for permanent weight loss for achieving something that you want to be forever, for the rest of your life. So I encourage listeners to adopt that similar concept of, instead of focusing on changing what's wrong with your life, focus on what works with your life, and then using that to transform what doesn't work.
Wow!
Because when we come from a place of acknowledging what's great first, then we are more open to accepting and transforming what doesn't work in our lives. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. And, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because at one point in my life, I used to say, not that I'm fat now, but at one point in my life, I used to say, and couldn't even stand and look in the mirror, because I'll say, okay, you know what, I'm just fat. And, so not acknowledging that the beautiful side is, so I love that you said that, because, to acknowledge what is good, what is great about yourself, and also loving yourself as that, so you can now transform. And I just want to say this as well, that relates to writing, and I always have to go back to writing because, that's who we are. When, sometimes as a writer as well, where we may say we're not good enough, our writing is not good enough, and then we lose that hope. So now we can't transform our mess into a message, or we can't even begin to, heal someone else or transform someone else, because we may be stuck in whatever it is that's going on in us internally. So
exactly.
So I love what you're doing, and I just want to also make sure that you give your information constantly, because it's going to be so important that people hear what you're doing, and also through your process. And also love what you said about the doctors, because we would go to the doctor and it is no conversation around what's going on in the body. And you also sent us something in your book about the body and how the body tells us, whenever we're feeling some type of pain or whenever we're feeling something, it's the body lets us know, and it's something that we should pay attention to and not neglect. So go ahead and give your information. And I also, once you do that, I also want to share something from your book as well, and because it's going to really help the people in terms of what they should do to take action. And I also want you to give some input on taking action. But you said something where you said now is always the time to, and that you have a list of some things, and I want to share that with everyone. But go ahead and give your information, Michael.
Yeah, sure. I just want to reiterate what you were saying about listening to your body, and that is the most powerful place that you can begin when it comes to your health. because mm-hmm. Our body is always speaking, and it mm-hmm. speaks in the language of symptoms.
Mm,
so
that's good.
We have these symptoms, and they're equivalent to what you would see as a check engine warning light on your car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just our body's way of saying, hey, something's off. I need your attention. Help me out here. And we in our car, we take it to the mechanic. We get it repaired. Problems solved. Root cause, all in all. It's good to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
With our body, we have these symptoms, and then we run to the doctor. And then the doctor, because he doesn't give us the listening attention we need, pulls out the prescription pad, and off we go. Next patient, or almost what it seems like, customer, mm-hmm. same thing. You know, no conversation, no nothing. But when you actually listen to the symptoms, these symptoms will communicate clearly to you what's going on and what you need to address to understand what's underlying and why you have this symptom and where you need to work on your life or your body to heal that cause. And then the symptoms go away, and you know, no medication needed, none of that. And it's all about a conversation, and it's a powerful conversation that I highly recommend listeners checking out my book. My book is called Transformative Nutrition: The Ultimate Guide to Healthy and Balanced Living, and it's powerfully designed to transform every area of your life, especially your health, starting with your health, because I like to say that, you know, we like to invest things. We have 401k, we have stock, we have, you know, we have IRAs and Roth IRAs. Those are great mm-hmm. for your financial future. However, I would like to encourage you to invest in your health, because it is the highest ROI, return on investment, that you could possibly get out of any investment you could ever make. And that's because when you have your health, you have the greatest wealth you can ever need. You could have all the money in the world. You could have stocks, bonds, and IRAs that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if your health is poor, you can't enjoy that money. So
yes.
Invest in your health, because that's your greatest wealth. And you can find my book at transformative-nutrition.com. It's available in paperback, ebook. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, anywhere books are sold online, and any format you want. Again, that's transformative-nutrition.com.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you. And I want to offer something from the book, and I love this because it's a way to really take action in your health, in your writing, or whatever aspect of your life. This is really going to be great. So, Michael, you said in your book, you said now – I think he was writing a letter to your dad. You left a letter for your dad, and you said, now is always the time to take responsibility for your life experience, start your life all over, laugh in the face of defeat, face those fearful feelings, do what is true regardless of the consequences. I love that one. Discover the difference between your heart and your head. That's great. Realize that resistance to the disturbance is the disturbance. Wow. I have to hear a little bit more about that. Step down as judge. I really love that, because we can be our own worst critic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. Stop explaining yourself to others. This is fabulous. Release all resentment.
Who can't identify with that one?
I know. Release all resentment, and I think that's the number one thing that destroys our health, because we hold on. That's what I mentioned about the stuffing. We always stuff and stuff and stuff it inside, and we hold
always.
On to it. Yes, and it brings resentment, bitterness, and then we start gaining weight. We're all emotional and all these different, you know, crazy things. And then the last one is let it go. And I love that, because now you get to release whatever it is that is prohibiting your growth, stopping you from taking action, stopping you from being fully effective, which is why the health is so important, for you to be fully effective in whatever it is that you're pursuing, business, writing books, or whatever the goal may be. You have to be very healthy to be fully effective. So, Michael, do you want to add anything to that? And let me hear a little bit about what made
definitely.
You come up with these things.
So those are actually my mom and I found those little quotes in my dad's wallet after he passed away. We didn't even know he had them in his wallet. And we found them, and we were like blown away by them. And we said, okay, these are going on his memorial card. So that all those that you just read were on his on the back of his memorial card at his life celebration after he passed away.
Wow.
So that's where that was the inspiration for that, and I included it in my book because they're powerful. And
yeah,
you had said about the disturbance one. I'd like to explain briefly about what that actually means.
Okay, and Michael, before you explain, I just want to also inform you that you do have someone who want to ask a question. So I would definitely love for
awesome.
You to explain that, and then we're going to bring the person in because I know we're going to be ending soon, and then after I'm going to give it over to Shalonda.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. So the one that said resistance to the disturbance is the disturbance, and that's basically exactly what Shalonda was saying with you are in your own way. And in order for you to reach your goals, you're going to have to get out of your way because there's no one else. There's no one there. You can't blame anyone. You know, you are responsible for you. And the disturbance is that exactly. That is the resistance. Basically, you're resisting you reaching your goals. And once you stop resisting it and just accepting what is and then creating from that, that's when you can unleash your potential. And getting out of your own way that's the first step to getting out of your own way is realizing that you're resisting what you don't have and what others have and judging them for what they are and aren't. That's causing you, that's blocking you from reaching your goals. So just, it's something to look at because we're mirror images of each other. And what we see in someone that we don't like, they're just reflecting something about us that we don't like about ourselves.
Yes.
Very true.
So true. All right. Well, Michael, thank you so much. We're going to bring, we have someone by the name of Nikki who have a question for you. Nikki, are you on the line?
Yes. Hi, Kaneen. Hi, Shalonda. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Nikki.
Hello. Hello, Nikki.
How are you? Hi.
We are great. How are
wonderful.
You?
I am doing great. I'm enjoying this wonderful talk show. You guys are really educating me. This is the second time I've listened to your show, and I'm really enjoying it, so thank you.
You're welcome.
I had a question for Michael.
Okay.
Michael, I love food. I'm a foodie. First of all, I'm a chef, and I'm a foodie. And I know I'm supposed to be cooking much more healthier. But my question to you is, how do you control the sweets? Because I have a serious sweet tooth.
Mm.
How were you able to control, you know, I didn't know if you had a sweet tooth or whatever, but I'm trying to lose the weight.
Gotcha. What I usually tell my clients, and what from my personal experience, mine wasn't a sweet issue. It was more of fast food. I actually a long, long time ago before I lost all the weight, I was drinking a lot of soda, and it was one of the hardest things to get to stop doing. It was soda and fast food. But the thing that I tell people is that don't try to restrict yourself. Mm-hmm. Try to instead add in good stuff. And that'll naturally crowd out the bad stuff. So, for example, if you want to stop eating sweets or, you know, stop eating sugary foods as much, try adding more healthier options in. And it kind of eventually, it creates a space for your body to start not craving that sugar anymore. So, for example, you know, trying to add a little bit more water into your diet or a little bit more greens or salads or whatever
that's the hard thing, Michael. I'm sorry. That's the hard thing. Water, I love water, but it has to be ice cold. And then I'll drink
gotcha.
It as ice cold. Once it gets to room temperature, I don't want it anymore. So I know that's a problem.
Yeah. Then water is actually one of the most effective ways to crowd out the bad stuff that you don't want in your diet anymore. So if that doesn't work for you, then there's other ways to approach it. And I like to look at it energetically and see, okay, what is going on mentally, emotionally that's causing you to crave sugar? What in your life, what isn't sweet enough in your life that you need to get the sweetness outside of your body? You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's powerful. I never thought of that.
Yeah, so those are kind of the kind of questions I ask in my book, and it that's only one. I mean, I'm telling you, I go deep in the book about just questions like that, like, you know, what isn't sweet enough in your life that you want to get, you know, the sweetness outside, or what emotion is coming up for you? What feeling, what thought is coming up for you when you reach for the cookies or you reach for the ice cream or, you know, whatever sugary food that you're going for? Why do you want
to?
why do you need that sugar instead of?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I'm just saying that. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're kind of running out of time, and I know this is an excellent topic, and everyone wants to hear more. And thank you so much, Nikki, for your question, for calling in. And, you know, Michael, if you can just give your contact information one more time, and maybe you can reach out to Michael offline, and you guys can talk more if you have more questions. But if you can just give maybe your email or Facebook where your clients or people can reach out to you right quick, and we'll have to wrap up the show. But we really appreciate you for coming on, and I'm getting that book. I'm sure there's tons of people that's going to get that book, Transformative Nutrition, The Ultimate Guide to Healthy and Balanced Living. So important, and I know this is a great important topic because there's so many people that are interested. We can't even end the show. People want to continue to talk about, you know, health. Is, like you say, our health is our wealth. So
right.
We want to live healthy. You know, we just need that boost, that tip. So if you can just give either your Facebook or however they reach out to you, and then we're going to wrap up the show. And thank you so much, Michael. Certainly come back on the show.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, and I just want to say real quick, to Nikki, I appreciate your courage to come on the show and ask that question. So I just want to put that out there. And you can find my book at transformative-nutrition.com. And my email address is michaelt@transformative-nutrition.com. On my website, you can find all my social media, you know, my Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all that stuff. And you can buy my book there. You can download a free sample of it. You can sign up for my newsletter.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.